and online.
This is URN. The Pulse.
Student Volunteering Week is taking place this week. The Student Union volunteering team have put together a programme of 30 one-off opportunities, ranging from a clean-up project in Kegworth to knitting smoothie hats for Age UK, and all University of Nottingham students can get involved. In local news, an appeal is being made to trace a man in connection with an incident that occurred in the Savoy Cinema on Tuesday the 7th of February. CCTV images have been released by Nottingham Police in a bid to trace a man who is alleged to have made some sexual comments as well as behaving inappropriately in the cinema. A heterosexual couple have lost their battle to have a civil partnership instead of a marriage in the Court of Appeal, as they didn't meet the legal requirement of being of the same sex. The judges said that there has been a potential breach of their human rights in the case, but the government should have more time to decide on the future of civil partnerships. Five people have been killed in a plane crash in Melbourne, Australia. The plane had a catastrophic engine failure and crashed into a shopping centre, killing four US passengers and the Australian pilot. Nobody on the ground was killed or injured. In entertainment news, the proposed celebrity boxing match between Soulja Boy and Chris Brown has been called off. The fight was organised as a result of the social media feud between the two artists. The plan to fight each other in Las Vegas has been dismissed by fans and other celebrities as a tactic to boost their music careers. Sutton Reserve goalkeeper Wayne Shaw is under investigation by the FA for potentially breaching betting rules during Monday's FA Cup loss to Arsenal. Before Monday's game, a bookmaker offered odds of 8-1 that Shaw would eat a pie on camera during the match, which he did during the 83rd minute of the game. Finally, the weather today will be dry with some hazy sunshine and some scattered showers this afternoon. Winds will become strong and gusty, and the average temperature will be 11 degrees. And that's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. I'm Kat, and the time is now 3:32.